The executive secretary for the Coalition of Parents and Private Institutions, Dr. Simon Gbene, has expressed concern about the negative effect the immediate withdrawal of pupil teachers will have on rural poor schools, which already lack the full complement of professional teachers. He believes the policy should be implemented in phases in order to minimize the gap that will be created in some schools in remote areas. Dr. Gbene made the remark in reaction to a policy statement made by the Director General of the GES, Charles Aheto Chega.
I want to urge the Ghana Education Service that there are problems that when you want to solve them, you must be holistic. There must be a holistic approach to every problem. Otherwise, the solution may rather be worse than the problem. For instance, this people teacher issue, if we go to the typical rural villages, most of the teachers are people teachers. Therefore, if we come with a fiat policy of withdrawing all people teachers at a go, it is the rural folk who will suffer. So I will urge them that if they have a policy like that, it should be rolled in phases and it should be targeted. You can decide that maybe different capitals where you have more trained teachers, you move them, and then you graduate to the rural areas as you replace them. But to come up with a fiat, I think it will not augur well for education, especially in the rural areas where most of the people we know are poor. So that will be what I will be asking the Ghana Education Service to do, because we know children are the future of every nation. On the question of fees, I've always said that whatever happens to the children is a preparation towards the future. And looking at the economic situation now, I wouldn't think it will be appropriate to increase fees like they are doing, especially when some of the heads will be demanding payment at a go. It should be a gradual approach, especially looking at the economic situation, because parents are suffering already. So I will plead with the authorities to try and use the gradual approach. Yes, we cannot say don't increase because everything...
It's unfortunate that they...
And that one alone is a very great assistance to Ghanaians. Because there are countries where the education is free. There is a policy. Here, we don't have that luxury. But then, we must make sure that certain interventions are done in such a way that it does not hinder the children's education. After all, if you go into the Constitution, education as it is a right, you know. So this is my simple advice.
On the alleged increase in school fees and a directive by some heads of schools that students pay full school fees and examination fees for WAEC examination instantly schools reopen, Dr. Gbene asked such heads to listen to the plight of single parents and work out a conducive payment arrangement.
Yes, it's a statutory body for the whole West African area. But I think government has an obligation to intervene here. Otherwise, like they're saying, what is the use of a bath without the tap, you know? So if the government will assist children to go to school, parents will also give their letter, and then the child is ready to write exams, and the child cannot write because of fees. I think that's where the government must intervene. Yes, we cannot begrudge the West African Examination Council, but we have issues with government and the Ghana Education Service and the Ministry of Education, because here they must intervene, and they must intervene forcefully. Otherwise, everything they do will use nothing if the children cannot write. So this must stick in this issue.